Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a never-ending mission to explore strange new worlds. No, I'm sorry. Wrong script. To help out those that have been ghosted, it's waiting by the phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Robert.
What up?
How's it going, guys?
All right, Robert, tell us your story and what happened.
I've recently started dating again. I've got a young daughter, 9 years old. She doesn't really let me get out of the house too much.
Understood.
Have gone out with a couple girls and met this really great girl, Jenny, and we hit it off. I thought she was great. We went out a handful of times, but lately I'll text her and she won't get back to me for a couple days, and there seems to be something kind of off in her responses, kind of hollow, and the mood has completely shifted. I have no clue as to why. I guess I haven't brought it up to her myself, but I just feel like there's something off.
Well, you sound like a guy that's got it together.
I know. You sound all mature and stuff.
Well, let's call Jenny and find out what's up.
Hello?
Jenny?
Yeah.
Hi, we're Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and this is the morning show. We do the morning show on Mix 94.7. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're calling you because we're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I want to let you know Robert is on, and he reached out to us.
Yep.
That was quick.
I'm familiar.
You obviously know why he called us.
Yes.
Hi, Jenny.
I'm a fan. I know what's up.
All right. Well, now it's your turn. You tell us.
Then you know that we're not trying to put you on blast here, throw shade your way. We just want to help Robert get an understanding of what's... Because he said things were going well, and he could just tell there was like a paradigm shift.
Yeah. In person, he's really great, and I had a good time, and that was all great, but obviously we work, and so there's time apart. And if I'm being honest, his text messages are really starting to annoy me. He's starting to get really annoying. So,
in what way?
Well, okay, listen, he's a 4-year-old grown man, you know, with a kid, and he's texting me like he's a 12-year-old boy. So texting me things like, yo, what up to the number 2 night, N-I-T-E. You're not a 12-year-old. Come on.
Okay. All right. Like, give me another example.
Thanks, THX. Listen, your phone autocorrects for you. You don't even have to actually type out the whole word. You make a choice to say
THX. Funny.
That was funny. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm sorry. I want to be with someone who's an adult. In person, we had fun. But you're a 4-year-old doctor. Come on. Type out a word. Type out a real sentence. Ask me what's going on.
We didn't know you were a doctor.
I feel you.
Hey, you did say you sounded all put together, mature, all professional. Ah,
Robert, what do you have to say about that? I mean,
I'm waiting to hear a good reason. Come on, that's a really stupid reason.
That is kind of weird for a 40-something-year-old doctor.
Yeah. Anybody that writes the number 2 in the night, it's a pet peeve of mine that would drive me crazy, and it would not match up with who I think you are. It would be annoying to me.
And also, I'm sorry, punctuation matters. Grammar matters.
Isn't there such a language now as text speak? I mean, wouldn't you think I was some uptight,
trying to be something
up guy if I was writing?
Poor dude. I feel bad for him because it's like he's just said that he got back into the game. He was not dating for a while. He's
doesn't really know what to do.
They may have missed a window, and maybe he was just trying to be cool and not screw it up with you.
I mean, it wouldn't be a deal breaker, but it would be annoying.
It would be kind of annoying.
I'd be kind of confused. I'd be like, what's going on here? Is this how you like write your doctor notes?
Come on, Jenny. I'm a good guy in person. What is it? You know,
I don't know.
Full grammar and punctuation in your text.
I know you are. I want you to be you, and I want you to be adult. I don't need you to try to be some millennial kid texting me with slang or something. You know, be you.
So you just text like a normal person, and Jenny's down.
Yeah.
Is she?
Are you?
Why don't you text her saying with the letter R and then U and then an arrow facing down?
Are you down?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.